tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey, what's up, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV. We got our lovely castle dancers over here jamming out. Tonight's episode...
I think I pulled something. So I was snapping over there.
Yeah. Tonight's episode is episode 21, guys. We are almost to the end. And In Plain Sight is the name of this episode.
So cheesy.
Last 5 minutes of the episode, I'm like, oh, I totally get it.
Oh, the double entendre with the name?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it makes sense now.
So silly.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
You guys, I was this close to figuring out who it was tonight. This close. I actually like did my little celebratory dance in the
Oh no, and I thought I thought for sure that she was like, this is it.
You guys, I finally did it.
And then
because you thought it was who?
I thought it was the guy flight attendant.
Yeah.
Who was getting all kinds of snappy.
He was. And he just seemed like, I don't know. He
was major suspicious.
So suspicious, shady. Like, I just felt like he had to be it because they always make it that person who is there, but you don't suspect it. And I was like, it's got to be him. And hold on real quick. I'm getting real fired up right now.
What?
Oh, okay.
And
fired up.
So, okay. I'm totally jumping ahead. I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay.
I'm getting excited.
It's okay. I think it's okay.
So,
go for it.
Okay. So... when Castle stole the two gay guys' iPad. iPhone.
No,
iPad.
He didn't steal it.
He stole their pictures.
He stole
their pictures.
He did.
He emailed them all to his iPad. So
yes,
on
his
iPad, he's like scrolling through.
Mm-hmm.
And on one aisle is the flight marshal. In the other aisle, in the background, you can see that one guy flight attendant. And I was like, it has to be him.
No, I totally agreed with you. I was on your plane the whole time.
You were on my plane.
And I was like, yeah, this guy did it. All the facts line up. This guy is suspicious. He got super defensive when Kyle got shot and they were blaming the ISIS terrorist or whatever. And then when the girlfriend was saying all these things, she looked at him and I was like, oh, he totally did it. He did it in a jealous rage.
You guys were making accusations too soon though. I just knew the timing of the show. I was like, there's no way we would kind of suspect this person so early.
True.
And that was kind of what happened. We really had to meet a whole new character.
But we met her
the
whole time. She was, Debbie was
alive the whole time. But she didn't end up being the killer.
So. And
Debbie?
Also,
Whatever.
Well,
she went crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
Debbie
blame...
Debbie did. Sorry, I thought you were talking about...
I don't blame her, though.
Yeah, Debbie went crazy.
Yeah, I don't blame her, though. Like, I know that we're jumping the gun. You guys know, okay, the flight attendant did it.
Yeah.
We just gave away the end of the show.
Sorry, guys.
Thank you, good night.
Bye, it was nice talking to you all.
And roll the credits. No, I'm just kidding.
See ya.
But no, I mean, before we get into, like, the step-by-step, I felt like her reasoning for what she did is pretty justifiable. Killing somebody, not so much.
Yeah.
But, I mean, why she was... If technically the air marshal, Kyle Ford. I want to say Dobbs for some reason. That was weird. Mm-hmm. Kyle Ford. You know, if he didn't get involved and figure it out, she could have totally just taken the watch and nothing would have happened. She would have got rich and she would have no harm, no foul.
Aren't you shocked that she would, like,
I was
do
completely,
that? Just, no. You got the watch, get out of here.
No, but apparently, according to her, he tried to stop her. And she was technically defending herself. That's why I don't think she's actually going to get major jail time.
Oh, she's going to get major jail time.
Because she murdered somebody. But yeah. But at the same time, since she's not a typical criminal, she'll get off her good behavior at one point.
But we all have sympathy for her. Why? Because she worked for 30 years
yes.
as a flight attendant.
Yep.
30 years serving people their peanuts. getting them their ginger ale.
My brain went somewhere totally different. I did too.
Whoa, where are we going with this?
Can you imagine? So, you know, I think we all can join in and say,
no,
I kind of don't blame her. Yeah, no. For losing it.
And she gets her pension taken away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that sucks for anybody. And I totally, again, I totally understand why she did it, but at the same time, she just went a little too far.
Oh, yeah, she did.
And technically, if she didn't harm Kyle, all the other things wouldn't have happened.
Yeah,
it would have just been like, mm-hmm. I just feel like I wish she could have just explained it to Kyle why she did it, but mm-hmm. at the same time, when we go into the step-by-step, I understand why you stopped her.
Exactly.
At the same time. So we should get into that.
Let's start at the very beginning.
Yes,
let's start at the very beginning. A very good place to start. So it's musical night.
She is singing all these musicals all night long, you guys.
It's musical night, guys.
If you love musicals, get on Netflix. I'm not sponsored by them, but get on Netflix, watch the Shrek musical. It's so dang good.
Really?
So, you know what? No. I'm going to take that back. It is so damn good.
Oh!
I said it. It's so damn good. I've watched it four times today. The writing and everything is so good. That's
Shrek
all I'm going to say.
The musical. Who would have known? Right.
It's brilliant. Sorry. I had to say it. It was so good. Okay. So, Castle.
Alexis. Not this Lexis. His daughter, Lexis.
I would love to. I'm just honored to have her
totally.
Name.
Her namesake?
Yeah. Because
they say?
She was awesome.
She was so good this episode, you guys. So she and Castle are flying to London, and they're like, turbulence is like all crazy, which I think had nothing to do with the entire plane.
No,
maybe
it was just
cool.
Bad turbulence.
But it makes Castle
cool
get up.
Because it made the whole audience, or at least myself, feel like I was a little claustrophobic and I was on a plane. It set the tone.
Yeah, it made me feel really.
You actually got out of your chair and sat on top of the chair.
I did. That's how much I hate.
She got warm. She's like, "Is it hot?"
She's like,
"Can we open the door, you guys?"
And we're like,
"Oh my gosh,
okay." All right.
That's some good writing right there.
I completely agreed, and it was so crazy because like people's phones were falling out of their hands, and they were like all up on the seats, and I was just like, what kind of turbulence are we experiencing?
That was
right
some
now?
Major turbulence.
It felt like the old Star Trek where they're just like, oh, we hit something. Like, it was so ridiculous, and I loved it.
Yeah. So Castle ends up getting up and goes over to talk to the flight attendants and says, like, what the heck is going on? You know?
Yeah, because they weren't smiling.
They weren't smiling.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know what's a bad thing about the writing, too? I'm going to notice that now when I fly. I'm going to be like, they're not smiling.
And you know what? They're probably just grumpy because they're having a bad day.
Yeah.
And
but in my brain, I'm going to think there's someone
trying
to take over the plane.
Either that or there's someone dead in the cargo hold.
So gross.
Yes.
So, anyways, they find out that the air marshal, Kyle Ford, is missing from his
seat.
And they can't find him. They've looked everywhere. Can't find him. So Castle jumps in and says, well, let me help you look for him.
Mm-hmm. Actually, the captain said...
Yeah.
Mr. Castle.
Because she was
a
fan.
You work with the NYPD.
Exactly.
You're the only guy here who can help us.
Yeah.
And he stepped up.
He doesn't have any type. He's the closest thing to help us. I was like, no, he's not. He's a writer. He doesn't know anything. Again, he has been on, like, he's
but
been
he
7 years
he
of, ca- of cases.
Beckett.
Yeah.
He does.
He's had 7 years experience, technically, of being on cases. But at the same time, I'm like, no. No, he can't fight. He can't do anything besides, you know, look at those awesome eyes into your soul.
He can interrogate.
Yeah, that's it. He can get the truth out of you.
He can imagine. and so he does, and so he takes it on.
No, he was scary this episode.
He was.
A little bit. Not as scary as when he was missing, but, like, his assertiveness of his protection for his daughter, that was very seen through.
Yeah. So they end up, going through finding him. I didn't know that planes had this. Maybe this was made up. I don't know.
That downstairs?
The downstairs.
I know.
Yeah, I thought that was the cargo hold. Is
that?
Or is that in the back? I knew that
I
know that there is a specific part of a plane where they hold pets because we've flown dogs in and out of the country and stuff like that. So I knew about that. I didn't know it looked like that.
If it's quite so spacious.
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking. I think it's more like a big closet.
Maybe because it's an international flight. Maybe.
Can I chime in?
Yes.
I don't know specifically, but
ladies and gentlemen, Jonathan.
It just depends on the plane. Like if it's a small plane, yeah, the cargo's in the back. But if it's a larger plane, sometimes it's on the bottom.
Okay. So that's realistic.
Thank you, Jonathan, in the booth. Yes, our engineer, he's awesome.
Feel free to chime in with any other relevant bits. Yes, please, Jonathan.
We like to talk.
So, Oceanic Air flight from New York to London, that would be realistic.
That would be. It makes sense. Okay. That's what I thought of because I mean, I've seen my grandmother have like giant boxes, and I'm always like, that's not going to fit in a tiny plane. But when we fly to the Philippines, so thinking about it, I was like, okay, that makes more sense for it to be. But yeah, spacious wise, I thought that was a little like, okay, this is a set.
Yeah,
for sure.
It was definitely a set. Yeah. They weren't really. I felt like maybe they'd be stumbling around,
or like the ceiling would be a little lower, or
something like
but
that.
But that box that Ford was in was it was probably as tall as I am.
I was like,
I'm not that tall, but
yeah. But I mean, it was able to fit at least four feet. An air marshal,
at least a good 4 feet.
Well, no, because like, like, I was thinking that because most air marshals are usually pretty tall. I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying that he's like a jockey size or anything. I'm just saying that they were able to squish a man in there, like a grown man.
He was a little squished. He definitely was squished in there.
He was all folded up, like,
and then she pulled his head out, and he kind of like
magician assistant style.
Yeah,
I did that job. I worked for a magician, and I would disappear into this, inside a box, and that's what it was.
I did not know that.
Get out of here at Universal City. Yeah.
Hey.
I've learned things about JJ. I've squished in some boxes. Yeah.
She's been in some boxes.
Good times. But I never got my head. My head knocked bloody.
Yeah, no, that was
in a box. That's a whole different way to be.
When Alexis decided, which I totally forgot that she had an experience with Lady. That just like.
Yeah, totally. I totally forgot about that.
And she, you know, found gloves and she started inspecting it. Yeah, and then his whole head not fell off, like, but like
literally like fell over.
And then she's like, "Can you pull the hair back?" I was like, "Huh."
This is the point where all three of us like we're like, "Look away, look away. This is too gross."
How many of you guys had that same reaction? I'm sure a lot.
Yeah,
right in that moment.
And I was she took the close-up photo.
At least she wasn't like poking at it or anything. But that made me kind of uncomfortable. More uncomfortable than the plane shaking around during the turbulence.
Yeah,
I was like,
so they had to find out, you know, who obviously did this to Ford. And they realized that the only way that he could have died was somebody would have had to take him back of the plane and do this to him. So,
and caught him by surprise because of the way that the angle was. And I like that they noticed
left-handed.
That he was... Yeah, he's a southpaw.
That's like, so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
So they started doing a timeline, right, with all the stewardesses. This was like the first big powwow with the stewardesses. By the way, we should mention... Castle's not just handling this on his own. He's got Beckett and the boys back at the station.
Which was awesome. Rally.
Yeah.
Yep.
And a cool use of technology.
Yeah.
I don't think
I don't think you can actually do that.
Clear, like, video chatting.
But that was really cool.
That was super TV land. No. Because even looking at it, you could tell it was with a nice, like, camera, not like, oh, this is Skype and we're using Skype. Like that,
and they make you turn off your phones when you get on a plane. And
I mean, you can technically put it on airplane mode, but I mean, if you have Wi-Fi, you can also do that as well. But because I've definitely been on my computer and did stuff like that. I have my phone on, but on airplane mode to listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know many people who can
call.
I mean, there's a way to do it. I know that for sure.
I don't want
to
get anyone in trouble. My husband. But he, you know, sometimes people will call before the plane has landed and say, "I'm about to land."
Oh, yeah. I've totally seen that.
I mean, you've seen that.
Yeah, definitely seen that. But not like 30,000 feet in the air,
trying to
make phone calls. Yeah,
over the
Atlantic Ocean.
Sending close-ups of bloody heads pictures.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to say, because I know that if you have Wi-Fi, you can definitely use Skype. That is definitely a thing.
Okay.
I just couldn't tell if it was Skype or if it was FaceTime. I'm going to assume it was Skype because you can't FaceTime somebody off of Wi-Fi.
Oh,
so that's what I'm assuming.
Oh, okay, good point.
So, because I know that, like, if you fly American or I think either United and sometimes even Southwest, you can pay for Wi-Fi for the rest of the flight.
Yes.
Right.
So, if you have Wi-Fi, you can definitely access some sort of video chat without actually interfering with phone calls. So, I know that, but I just know for a fact it's not going to look that clear.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, can I see pictures? Like, that's exactly what it would look like.
But a pretty cool device in terms of this storyline, you know what I mean? And a pretty cool use of technology so that they were able to have the people back in the station helping them out.
So yeah,
that, that added a lot.
Speaking of technology,
what?
I know that they're newlyweds and all, but my God, how many selfies do you have to take?
What? What do you mean?
Like, I mean, they were taking.
They were standing. Sweating. They were sitting. They were so much.
But
they took a video.
Goodness, they did, guys.
Yes, no, I completely agree.
Yes, because it led us to, these names, man.
The air marshal?
Amid
Amid.
Amid Haddad, who stole the passport of Isidore Balden.
Very good.
I can say that one.
I'm so proud of you right now.
And, you got it.
Oh, gosh. So he ends up being a...
So he's not Isidore Balden.
No, he's not.
No.
That was a stolen passport because he actually is a cousin of an ISIS member, and so he was put on the do not fly list, and he actually tried to go through TSA, get approvals to fly back home, because his mom or his grandma's
mom
is passing away, and he wants to go visit her.
Sick?
Yeah, she's like really sick or something.
Pancreatic cancer.
There it is.
Bam!
Nice.
And so they took his fingerprints, which is so cool, off of his cup, you guys.
Yeah, with the...
This was so James Bond.
The James Bond. The ink from his pen.
Stewardess picks up the glass.
Smart.
Brings it back to Castle. And then they use the ground up pencil. I'm going to try that. You going to try that?
See if you get some ground up pencil.
And then you dust it on the fingerprint.
Yeah.
Took a picture of the fingerprint.
Bam. And I liked that they actually did that, because I was thinking, like, if you take it right off the cup, you can't get a good print. But I like that Alexis put
the napkin.
Because it's
so
smart. Because that's what we used to do for certain types of for makeup and stuff like that. If you put a white thing, some sort of white paper or napkin, you can get the color off much easier when you're taking a photo. Just like with white balance.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's how I saw it.
Interesting, guys.
Yeah. Nerd. That's having a nerd moment right there.
Is that your little nerd snort?
Yeah.
I'm a nerd.
Oh, God.
Where's Steve Urkel when we need him?
Well, no, he'll be in there next episode.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be awesome. But yeah, so then we find out that, all the information from him, they take him down, which it didn't handle very well, because obviously he was hiding behind the curtain. I'm sorry, if there's five people all talking together, you would notice a random being standing behind a half-drawn curtain.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Come on. But, you know,
stretch.
It's for TV. I get it.
It is. Yeah.
And so, of course, he makes a run for it. Tackle him down, bring him downstairs. We find out his story. And we find out that it's actually true, because we find out that he actually has a second phone. Mm-hmm. The air marshal has a second phone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he said there was five text messages or so. And we find out that he actually has a lover.
Yes.
On the plane.
Oh, yes, he does. Yes.
I didn't quite understand her story, so she sued the...
Oh, let me tell you, honey.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. So she was mad at the airline, right? She was a stewardess.
Okay.
She was a another angry stewardess.
What is up?
Clearly, Oceanic Air is not a good employer.
No. They need to get their stuff together.
But she's wearing a wig and glasses because she's actually hiding from her boyfriend. She's spying on her boyfriend.
Who is?
He's
the air marshal.
Kyle Ford.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Before you continue, she must be a terrible spy because she didn't notice that her boyfriend was missing for a good amount of the flight. Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway,
good
continue.
Good point. Yeah. Right. That's an excellent point.
I'm just saying.
I was starting to believe, okay, she definitely has some... She's done this, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
when,
totally.
When Alexis and Castle were looking at her with the wig and the glasses. So they do the wine spill and grab her. So, yeah. So she's been dating this guy, and they were about to have, what, a six-year anniversary or six-month anniversary?
They
were having an anniversary.
Yeah, they're having some sort of anniversary.
And they were supposed to spend the weekend together, and then he calls and cancels.
Mm-hmm.
And so she spies on him on this flight.
Which, again, that's why we thought that it was the male flight attendant, because she looked at him when she said anniversary, and he was just like...
And I was thinking, okay, so the male flight attendant, and...
Jim, I think is his name.
Jim. Yeah, Jim. And Kyle, I thought they were, like...
Running away together?
Yeah, like, they were going to go have a relationship together. And didn't want to tell
her. I thought that, too, for a bit.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's a whole gay thing happening.
And then I thought,
it's another couple. And,
yeah.
You know, the gay guy, or the,
Jim.
Jim, yes. Thank you. Jim found out that the girlfriend was on the
the flight or something, or he said that he wasn't going to leave the girlfriend for him.
Yes.
Yeah. And whacked him because he was pissed or something.
Totally. I thought he totally did it.
Totally thought he did it.
That's why the reason Kyle Ford went on that flight is to be by Jim.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because we found out that he actually requested to be on the flight. So that's why,
I totally was like, thought he wants to be with his lover in London.
Yeah. And I mean, it made sense. Totally. I was like,
But no, they turned the plot again.
They did.
Yeah. They do that all the time and it's awesome.
Yep.
So we find out that obviously she's, you know, they take her down just to make sure that she's obviously telling the truth. Mm-hmm. And then more things ensue. I'm trying to think of everything in order on the top of my head right now.
So then we find out about the Art Deco watch.
That's what it was. That's right. Because they find out that a person hired our air marshal. I love how it was under $10,000 so it doesn't get like pinged.
Yeah. $9,800, right.
Yeah, that was crazy.
By Mr. Dietrich.
Yes.
Right? Mr. Dietrich.
And he had a very expensive watch that needed...
$13 million.
I can't. Shoosh. It just hurts my soul.
It does. It really does.
That's some bling.
And so they attached it to a person of interest or whatever, and that he was supposed to fly to London so that he can safely return it to, you know, I think...
It was like an apprentice or a...
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, that's just what it was.
Some normal guy.
I thought it was going to be that super over-the-top actor or whoever that person was in the back. Yeah. And that's why when he was saying, do you know who I am? I was like, oh, he probably is the person who has the watch and is like, I got hired to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Suck it.
And you know what's funny about the guy who was actually the apprentice is we were introduced to him really early on in this episode, and Castle said something to Alexis or Alexis.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, don't you wish we could have just slept through this whole thing? Like,
that was it. And I was thinking, no, because then this would have happened, and it could have went completely.
What I was thinking. I was like, well, wait, how would this have gone down then? Yeah.
I mean, technically, she would have gotten away with the watch, and there would just be a dead body, and they would find it later. That's usually how that works.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Castle would have probably been very upset that he missed out on a case.
Yeah.
And he was sleeping through it. But at the same time, it was very interesting. But it was crazy how he was just like, oh, we're good. And you should know your product that you're carrying for $13 million.
Castle pulls out. No, it's a wine. Did he say
it's a self-wined watch. And so, but this
I love the nerd detail. Like, where did he get that detail from? Did Beckett send it to him?
No, that was just Castle being Castle.
No way. There's no way he could have known about that watch.
No,
that
because
detail
he
was
did.
Sent to him.
No.
I want to ask the writer.
No, you should.
Text her.
I think, I personally think it because from watching Castle for a really long time, he just knows certain rich people things, as I put it.
Yes.
Because, like, there have been times on certain cases where he's like, oh, it's this is
$3,000.
The diamond
encrusted
wanted to own this.
Something
another. Yeah. And he just knows that kind of stuff. But yeah, I totally get it. He could
like
have...
a collector.
Yeah.
Because they did say it was from an auction house. So,
okay, all right.
So he might have either just knew about it or Beckett could have sent it to him. And
so
like,
we got into the point where Stewardess Debbie pulls out the Glock.
Okay. Yep. Go for it. Is that what you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Yes, go for it.
I mean, kind of like a big surprise, but not. I mean,
oh my God, my mouth literally dropped for that whole entire scene. Like,
no, I screamed.
Like,
I was like,
Debbie!
No!
I wrote, Debbie all in caps, OMG.
Debbie! OMG!
I was like, what just
you know what?
Happened?
Instead of Debbie. In plain sight, they should have called this episode Debbie OMG.
Hold on.
That's
Debbie!
The title.
Exclamation. OMG.
Yeah, so that was funny. Really surprising. I mean, she was kind of the most helpful person in the beginning.
But it makes
sense
for her to be helpful because she's trying to persuade them that it's somebody else. I mean, she didn't do it as aggressively as Jim did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, she was being the sly, kind of like, I don't have any kids, but I'm going to be this nice flight attendant and tell you what's happening.
And if I'm down here, I know more what's going on and I can control the situation.
Exactly.
Shady.
But again, like we said earlier, we totally understand why she did it. She just went a little too far. Yeah.
And she referenced little spoiled back rich guy too in his chair saying like, I have had to serve him every week.
Yes.
So it's funny how that guy had one line which was like, don't you know who I am? And yet he had this cute little reoccurring like part throughout the episode.
Yeah. I mean, I like that also. He also couldn't like defend himself. He was just kind of like, she's kind of right. I do kind of brag about this watch all the time. So
was there that moment? I totally missed.
Yeah, he kind of just he looked up at her and he was like frightened, but at the same time, as soon as she said that line, he kind of just sat back into his seat.
Okay, so this is really where Alexis stepped forward.
Oh, so proud
of
her.
Yeah, I mean, this was like her moment. This was like her. There was like a whole maturity thing that happened. Like, she was ready to help Castle, and she was ready to step forward and talk to Debbie.
She's one smart cookie.
Yeah, and it was also, like, about time, kind of. Because I feel like we always have that really awesome Alexis moment, and we haven't had it this season, besides, you know, her being a worried daughter. But usually every season she has some sort of, like, Dad, I'm not 12 anymore. I'm your daughter. I'm in college. Like, you have to see that I am an adult. I'm trying to help you.
And the last time I remember her, like, having this big of a role was, I believe, last season when they found the rock star girl dead.
Yep.
And and Alexis knew all about her and all this stuff. And so I feel like, you know, this was her time once again to, like, get involved.
And this time it was more of not just like, oh, I'm a fan. I know all these things. I can help you. It was more like, I got close to this person. Let me talk to them.
Yes.
You know, and I understand it from my point of view, which also, was awesome.
With those, she's got those big blue eyes. And I just thought, boy, talking to another woman and she's so innocent and she's so young. And I felt like it was effective.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Totally. To talk her down, go like, this is not you. It's not who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was like a pretty cool moment.
And it is completely true. It would have been totally different if Castle did it. Cause then she would have been kind of like, you know, you're this big time rich person. You don't understand.
Exactly.
But she's the daughter. She's not one of those people who are like, oh, give me everything. She's like, I totally get it. I'm just, you know, just got to put
the gun
down.
Don't make it worse.
Exactly.
Yeah. That was great.
So good. This might be my favorite episode this whole season.
Seriously?
I can totally see why.
I think so.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy for you, Heather. Heather's having a favorite episode night.
Yay! Debbie, OMG.
I can't even remember what my favorite episode is of this season. So
My favorite episode is going to be next week. It looks so silly.
It does look
pretty silly. It looks really silly. It's supposed to be like a mock SNL.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yes, with Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah.
And I can't remember Urkel's actual actor name right now off the top of my head, but I love
Urkel.
Him. Yeah.
And you've interviewed Jepsen, haven't you?
No.
Because you were going to, but the carpet got rained out.
Yes, right. I was at the Radio Disney Music Awards last weekend, guys.
Yay!
And halfway through the red carpet, I got rained on. Like, poured on. So.
But we should definitely get into predictions since we're talking about it.
Let's do it.
Because it's awesome.
Now, you're after
trying to see if anybody tweeted us. Nope.
Predictions.
All right, you're up.
Go for it.
Okay, I predict that next week's episode is going to be totally frivolous and funny. And I don't know, maybe I'm building it up too much, but I think it's going to be really fun. And it is the episode before the finale, guys.
Oh, is it?
Right? Yes.
Oh, I'm not ready.
We're at 21, 22, 23.
Yeah. 21, 22, 23. Yeah. So we're getting to the end. So I predict next week is going to be off the hook. I couldn't decide whether to say awesome or off the hook, so I said off the hook.
You could say awesome off the hook.
How about off the awesome?
Off the awesome.
Oh, we are really weird tonight.
I have no words for you two right now.
This is such a great episode. We're just all over the place.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
I don't even have
predictions. Do you have any?
I do, but I also don't at the same time because my brain's just kind of like, no, not another crazy episode. I am excited for a silly episode, but I'm also excited that I'm sad that we're not going to talk more about Castle's case. Like, I hate that they just tied it up with a bow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not ready.
And I'm also trying to figure out how they're going to end the season. Like, what's the big news?
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying, which a lot of people on Twitter have been tweeting me, that there's definitely going to be a pregnancy. That's what they're thinking. And I was like, I don't think a kid would help, but I get what you're trying to do.
I don't think there will be.
Lainey can get pregnant. Alexis can get pregnant.
Let's not do that. Mama Shades can get pregnant.
Mama Shades
everybody
can get pregnant.
It's like Oprah
up in
here.
Anyone can get pregnant.
Do you have any predictions?
Oh, no, go ahead. No, go ahead.
You know, for next week, I really don't have too many predictions because these silly episodes, you can't really predict anything of it. Obviously, Carly Rae Jepsen's going to be on it. She is...
I hope she's the murderer. I
have a feeling she might be the one who gets killed.
Ooh!
Because
that would be cool.
She's going to be on this, like, mock SNL show where she's, like, the musical guest and singing on it. And I feel like she's going to give this great performance on the show, and then they're going to whack her.
Oh my god, that would be awesome.
It is gonna be awesome.
I think that'd be really cool. Yeah, okay.
Really, really, really like it, guys. Hashtag Carly Rae Jepsen.
All right, well, before we go.
Is it gonna be Carly Rae Jepsen OMG? Next to me,
I really, 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 really like it.
Okay. Can we talk about a little news and gossip?
Yes, let's get into news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News. I don't have the energy to keep up with you two right now.
I don't know where we got this energy, guys, but it's like a whole new burst of energy.
I went from a sugar rush. I was like, yeah, and I'm like,
I had a diet before this. So
well, let me take you on through this, y'all. A little news and gossip. As all of you guys know, Castle went on spring break last April 18th. It was about 10 days ago. The cast finished shooting the whole season. 7, and they are now on summer break. So Nathan Fillion gave a shout out on Twitter on that day. He said, last day of shooting, season 7, laughing and loving it. What a grand crew.
He's such a great guy.
He's so charming. Yeah, he's always giving props to everybody around him. He's such a sweetie pie. So I was wondering, I wonder what these guys are doing for spring break. So I cruised through Twitter a little bit and found out that our friend Seamus Dever is actually down in Mexico drinking with his
with his wife.
Yes.
I love that.
Here's a tweet from Juliana Dever. Wake up and drink a beer, things my husband says to me in Mexico, at Negro Modelo, USA.
That's awesome. Funny.
I mean, guys, they shoot for 10 months straight.
They deserve a break.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a big, that's like a long school year. Mm-hmm. So for them, they've got, 2 months to go out and party. Now, no one probably has had as much fun, though, as our friend Stana Katic, who got married last weekend.
Yay!
Congrats. Twitter is blowing up.
Oh, what a great wedding.
Congratulations,
thank you,
Stana. Stana married her longtime boyfriend.
Chris B.
Yeah, we can't see his last name, so Chris B.
If anybody can say it and can spell it out in the comments, please do that.
If someone could please create a little video on YouTube where you say how to say Stana Katic's husband's name, that would be great. We will link it out to people.
We'll show it on the show next week for sure.
But not a lot of photos so far, except there's a really pretty photo of their hands after the ceremony. But this is big news. So now, I mean, Stana's a double married lady, guys. She's married on the show and in real life.
Oh, yeah. She's got two hubbies.
She is off the market.
Like, completely.
She's off the Austin, too.
No, seriously.
I can't do
this. We were talking about this before the show. We know how many men out there are feeling pain at this news.
Yeah, there's a lot of people on Twitter that were just like
sad and happy
at the same time.
Yeah.
And I love how a lot of people who usually have Stana's name in their Twitter change it to married.
So
I love
cute.
You guys are. I think I had somebody who actually retweeted her favorite one
they
of my
did.
Tweets.
I saw it.
And it said,
Stana is married.
Yeah, Stana is married. I saw you. It's awesome. You're great. I do have some shout-outs from last week's episode. We had Ali Boehm, I hope I said that correctly, Gail Stryer, and Dark as the Sky, who got to chat with JJ last week. But yeah, we really appreciate it.
And our winner.
Oh, yes! So our winner of the John Huertas picture, autographed photo, is another great fan out of Germany.
Yeah.
I think her Twitter handle is
I'll look it up.
One Rider Girl. She's a writer. She's a huge Castle fan. And she was sent the John Huertas photo in the mail, and she's going to tweet a picture of it when she gets it.
That's so cool. We'll have to show
her. She had no idea. She was like, wait, I won? Really? And we were like, yeah, congratulations. And she was just freaking out. It was
that's
great.
So cool.
Yeah,
I love
adorable.
It.
Adorable.
Also, guys, I want to remind you guys, if you guys are watching on YouTube, make sure to subscribe to AfterBuzz TV. And you can always comment down below. We give you guys shout-outs the next week. And if you are listening on iTunes or SoundCloud, if you're on iTunes, make sure to rate us 5 stars, pretty please. And you can also comment there as well. Make sure to follow all of us on Twitter as well. And you can chat with us throughout the week and let us know what you guys want to hear and talk about and give us your predictions.
Yeah, I would like to know what you guys are actually predicting besides the pregnancy for season 8. I'm really... Because I don't really have a story that
I feel
would
like
be...
it could be anything at this point.
You know what? Let's talk about that online this week, you guys.
Yeah.
What you think will happen at the end of the season.
Yeah, that'll be our question. One. Our question of the week is, what do you guys think for season 8? What do you hope for season 8 besides? We already know the pregnancy thing, so we'll just skip that. But anything else that you guys think that would be awesome.
And I would say, obviously... It goes without saying, if anyone gets a picture of Stana at her wedding, please
tweet it, please.
That's a given.
Yes.
Our winner was Jessica Hagen. That's who our winner's name. She's awesome.
One Rider Girl.
Congratulations.
Yep. Now, I do know also that, you know, the Castle Fast is cast. Castle Fast?
Castle
That's what
fans.
Happens when you say Castle Fast too fast. They're having a fan event in Germany this summer.
What? Yes.
So both of our winners of our tweet contests are in Germany and are going to the event.
That's cool. So if you guys are watching, make sure to tweet us those pictures too.
Yes, yeah. I want to see what that actually looks like. And also, maybe I'll go next year, or you guys can just stuff me in a box. And
I know.
I'll go with the pictures and donuts.
Don't stuff you in a box because you don't want to end up like our guy on the plane.
That was kind of the point. It was like a joke, a pun. I'm trying to be punny. I'm losing energy over here.
You're very punny.
I try.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching tonight. And thank you for dealing with our silliness. We're like on a sugar high tonight.
They're silly. I'm just kidding.
Oh no, you're in it.
I'm totally
you're in
it.
Sandwich of silliness.
I am a fan of the silliness.
Yes.
Sometimes.
All right, Alexis, where can they find you on social media?
You can find me all over the interwebs and where all Alexis Torreses are sold at atorres890. You can also find me on blackhollywoodlive.com, our sister network for geek nerd tech. We talk about video game news, geek news, tech news, all that kind of stuff. Tune in this Friday. I will be giving out two prizes. If you like, comment, and subscribe to Black Hollywood Live, you get a D&D bow tie. If you just retweet my tweet at that time with the link in it, you will get a Game of Thrones USB.
Oh.
Yeah.
Awesome. JJ? Thank you guys for joining us tonight. Castle fans are the best.
You are. Yes.
Yes. Please talk to me on Twitter and Instagram at J2Snyder.
You guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Periscope, all the above.
So many things.
So
where aren't you?
I'm everywhere. I'm kind of a social media. Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. And you can find me everywhere. It's all the same at Heather Joy Smith. You can also find me on my website, heatherjoysmith.com.
Holy smokes.
Yay. Thanks, everybody. See you guys next week.
Bye, guys. Mwah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.